Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
The NCAA Division I Outdoor Track and Field Championships are going on this week in Eugene, Oregon. A lot of local athletes are taking part, and that includes LaSalle senior Liz Mancini, who has qualified to run in the NCAA final of the 5,000 meter. Now, Liz is one of four Mancini sisters who have starred on the track team at LaSalle. That includes her twin sister, Elle. Also, in qualifying for the final, Liz actually broke her older sister Grace's program record in the event. Had the chance to talk with Liz Mancini, a Cardinal O'Hara product, about her upcoming race, how much fun it has been running with her sisters, and much more. So first of all, congratulations on the success, and just, how much fun has it been being able to race at this level, getting the chance to take part in the NCAA final? How much fun's the ride been?
It's been a blast. I had a great time all season, and I feel like I progressed a little bit throughout every race of the season. So it's been a dream come true to come here. I'm really excited.
So how does distance running, what's your origin story in it? Was it something you just always enjoyed doing? Did you realize kind of early on you had a knack for it? I know your family, have been leading the way. You and three sisters, am I correct, all running for LaSalle?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. I got into it because my older sister started to do it, and I just fell in love with it. And when I got, to high school and stuff, and you kind of had to pick and choose your sports, it was an easy decision for me because I loved running best of all. So it was just kind of a natural pick for me to continue with running over other sports.
What did you love about it?
I loved the competition part of it. I love, getting out there and racing and working hard and just seeing, who comes out the best. And I love the feeling you get after, a good race. And I think I love that it correlates pretty directly to how hard you work. So you can really see your progress based on how much work you put in during the season. So I love that a lot about this sport.
Mentioned that your three sisters have run at LaSalle, are running at LaSalle. Did you guys all growing up realize you were really good? Or I would imagine the family bar is so high, you just kind of, maybe you just kind of thought that this is how it is. You know, do you remember having kind of an aha moment where, wow, I'm better than the average person at this?
I would say no, just kind of, I feel like me and all my sisters just kind of have been enjoying the journey and the ride. And, you know, as we got up to, you know, high school and then college, you're just trying to rise to that level and work hard so you can be competitive at that level. So, no, I don't think so. We've just been enjoying the ride.
Why LaSalle?
Well, again, my older sister went to LaSalle, so I got to hear firsthand how much she loved it. And, that really went a long way in, you know, helping me to choose that school. I also spoke to Coach Tom a lot during the recruiting process, and we clicked really well as coach and athlete. And I also am a nursing student. So LaSalle has a really good nursing program, and it's right in Philly where all the good hospitals are. So that was another factor for me.
So I want to dig in on distance running. When it comes to training, what do you do? Do you have a routine? I mean, obviously, I'm sure there's practice and stuff like that, but is a routine really important to have success at longer distances?
Yeah, consistently, you know, getting out the door, going for your runs. Coach Tom gives me my mileage chart and, you know, writes the workouts. And really all you have to do is follow what he says and get out the door and work hard consistently every day and just kind of follow the plan he lays out for you.
So you'll be running in the 5,000 meter at the NCAA final, correct?
Yep, that's correct.
Hardest part of a race like that, is it getting into the rhythm? Is it, you know, kind of at the midpoint of the race, staying strong, or is it keeping enough in the tank to have the finishing kick? If you had, you know, or is there another aspect of it that is the most challenging for you?
I would say for me personally, I start to struggle right around with like four laps to go. And I know that about myself. I've looked back at my previous races, and that's where I definitely slip off my rhythm a little or maybe slow down a little. So just knowing that about myself, I'm trying really hard to mentally prepare for how I'm going to feel with four to go and, you know, tell myself it's going to hurt here, but you got to push through it. So definitely staying vigilant with like four laps to go is a big factor for me.
What other events do you like to take part in? I know 5,000 is the focus right now, but what else do you take part in?
I run a few 1500s during the season. During indoor track, I run the 3,000 meter, and I've done one 10,000 meter, but that's not really my favorite event.
Is it for running something like the 5,000, I'm sure there's a balance, but is it more a physical or mental challenge?
Yeah, it's definitely both. You definitely need the physical fitness and stuff like that to get you to the line. But a lot of times I feel that mental toughness is definitely a huge dividing factor between if you do well in a race or if you don't do well in a race. So definitely a combination of both.
What did it mean to you to be able to qualify for this final?
It was a dream come true. I definitely did not expect it at all. I just knew going into regionals that I had to, you know, run my best race, stay tough. And so when I crossed the finish line and I was in that top five automatic qualifying, I was thrilled and shocked. And I'm really excited to be here.
What does it, you know, you're matching up against the best that the country has to offer coming from all corners. What does it feel like to be able to measure yourself like that? Is it, you know, how much of it is excitement? How much of it is nerves? How much of it is anticipation? I'm sure it is a mix of a lot of things, but what would you put the emotions, the feelings that are at the top of that list?
Definitely the two that dominate are excitement and nervousness. Like you said, it's like 24 of the fastest girls in the country. So that's definitely nerve wracking that you can go out there and there's so many girls out there who are really, really, really fast. And I'm sure my nerves will build as the race gets closer. But right now I'm just really excited to be here in Oregon. I've never been to the West Coast, so I'm excited to see, you know, what Eugene and Oregon has around here. And then as the race gets closer, I'll get the nerves and also excitement. I'm excited to see what I can do out there, another opportunity to race and see how hard I can push myself.
I'm curious, when you're running, are you focused completely on the race? Do you have things you do in your mind to maybe take your mind off in a way, if you can, the physical challenge you're facing? And this may sound silly. Do you go through songs in your head? Or are you solely focused on where the other runners are? What do I need to do? Kind of take me through what's going on in your head during a race like that.
Usually during a race like that, I'm pretty locked in, so no songs in my head or anything like that. I'm usually focused on getting out fast, because you don't really want to get trapped in a pack like that and, have a risk of falling or getting shoved or having to work really hard to position yourself well. So that's usually my first thought, get out hard, position myself. And then I'm usually pretty locked in on the runners around me and competing with them. And then again, in the 5K, I know that I start to struggle with around 4 to go. So in my head, I'm thinking, get ready for 4 to go. It's going to hurt. You got to really push yourself there. And then, obviously you're thinking, oh, this really hurts. This really hurts. And just keep pushing. It goes through my head a lot. And I hear my coach and my sisters and my teammates sometimes on the sidelines.
I'm curious, what you talk about positioning yourself and stuff like that. How long does it take to acquire that skill? Because I would think, you can run and build up, get faster and build up stamina, stuff like that. But I would imagine, the positioning and the strategy of where you can make the most impact and where the windows are going to be. Is that something that took a while to develop, or have you always had a kind of a feel for that?
I would say it's something you develop as you get more experience as a runner. I've been running since I was pretty young, so I feel like I've gained a little experience in that area. But it also helps to know, what kind of race you're in. Is this a race that's going to go out really fast? Is it going to be a really packed field that it's going to be really condensed and you could get trapped in a pack? Knowing stuff like that before you go into the race and then having that experience of being able to position yourself is definitely helpful. But everybody, I still make a ton of mistakes when I'm positioning. It's kind of something you have to keep learning throughout your entire career.
What has it been like over the last several years to be able to share your success in your athletic career with your sisters?
Yeah, that's been a huge part of my experience running and probably my favorite part. I love, love, love running with my sisters. I wouldn't even be in the sport if it wasn't for my older sister, Grace. And I'm so happy. My twin sister, Elle, has actually traveled to NCAAs with us. So she's here with us now. And she had a really heartbreaking race at regionals where she fell, and she had a really, really good shot of qualifying. So I'm really excited that she gets to come here and, support me while I get to race here. But probably definitely my favorite part of running is being able to have my sisters there with me and train with them. It's been a great experience. Definitely has brought us closer together.
Are you guys competitive with each other?
Oh, definitely. But in the best way.
That will do it for this bonus episode of One-on-One with Matt Leon. Thanks to Liz Mancini for taking the time to talk. And by the way, Liz's race in the 5,000 meters set for Saturday evening. It will go off around 7:25 Eastern time. You can follow the show on Twitter at One-on-One Pod. You can follow me on Twitter as well at MattLeon1060. Thanks so much for listening.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.